Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol ne'eh bedvaro. This is a day throughout America of giving thanks. A day of thanksgiving certainly brings to mind ha'yesod of yesodos ha'koros ha'tov. Giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After all, HaKadosh HaTov writes the Ksav Sofer in the Drosh of the Shams HaGolol, Shnas Tov Reishches, writes the Ksav Sofer, one of the midos that are at the top of the list of all the midos tovos, Klal Yisrael are defined, we know, Yevam HaSayin Tesman Aleph, Rosh HaTevis Gever, Rachmonim, Baishonim, Gomlei Chasodim. And right at the top, alongside the three cardinal traits of what it means to be a Yid, writes the Ksav Sofer, HaKadosh HaTov. It's in our DNA, it's in our blood. To be Makir Tov is essential to what it means to be a Yid. And writes the Baal Musar of Chatzko Levenstein in his Igra Suksovim, in the Ori Cheskel and Igra Pei Beis, he says it's the Ma'ula Shem Midas. This is the top of the pedestal of all the Midas Tov. This is HaKadosh HaTov. Why? Why this Hadgoshim Yuchedes? Why is the spotlight turned on HaKadosh HaTov? Alfini is Daiti, the best place to look is the beginning of the Torah. We go back to creation. And out of all the midas, when it came to creating man, the one midah that was singled out for the Tachlis Abriya, when we go to Rashi in the famous Posuk, Embraces Perek Beis Posuk, hey? V'chosiyach ha'sod eter miyeh v'oretz v'choleisav ha'sod eter miyitzmach. And nothing flourished, nothing sprouted, nothing blossomed. Rashi explains that b'chazal, it was right there at the surface, ready to burst, ready to sprout forth. But what? Ki lohim tera shim olokim l'oretz. There was no mutter, there was no rain. And because v'odam ayin l'avadis adama, there was no adam. Zog teheli g'rashi. And what does this mean, that there was no adam? Explains Rashi, Afish Odom Ayin Lavodas Adama Vin Makir Betovos and Shogishomid. We were missing, the world was sorely lacking someone who could be Makir in the Taiva of Gishomim. Ukshiv Odom, the Yodashim Tsarich Laolam, his Spalalayim, the Yordu, and only them at Simchai Lonas Vadisham, writes Rashi, will be the famous Gemara, and Chul and Samacham and Beis. Nothing would grow, nothing would sprout until Odom would be a Mespalel, Mavez Odom, the was learned Bava Kama not too long ago. Amav is Adam Bava Kama Machlekes Rav Shmuel Daf Gimel Amid Beis at the bottom. Shenem Arvim Tiboyin Tiboyin Mav is Adam. He's a misspeller. He's one who speaks, but to speak for what? The very first feeler was to speak for Geshem, right? So Shimon Shav and Mayim Beis Shoeva. Why is it that when you forget Michamocha Zachrin Lachaim, you don't have to go back in Shmon Esrei? But if you forget the Mashiach, you have to go back because it was so integral, so instrumental in the Taklis Abriya asking for Geshomim that was the Taklis Abriya, to have someone who can be Makir, but to Moshe and Shagashomim, and to David that he misfollowed for those Geshomim. Zok to Shimon Shavi, you better go back, because that's essential of what it means to be a misfollowed, the beginning of the Amidah, of the Tefillah, has to incorporate the Moshe Baruch, Umar and Geshomim, Yemos HaGeshomim. You see that the Taklis in Briya saw them was, we need to have man to be Makir, but to Moshe and Shagashomim, the Hainu, and the very outset of creation, and the Taklis of why Hashem Yisbaruch brings man, the Baal Bechir, the Baal Das, into the world, his number one to do what? To be a mespala, but to be a mespala for what? To be makir in the tova of Geshem. We know all Gashmiut comes from Geshem, hence the name Gashmiut, famous morale. Geshem is what? Gematria 343. How do we get to 343? Take seven, the world of Teva, dominated, of course, by the recurring motif of seven. Everything is in seven, the 7 days of the week, the seven notes of the musical scale, seven colors of the rainbow, colors of the spectrum. Takes the average person 7 minutes to fall asleep, seven times to randomize a deck of cards. Everything comes down to the number 770% of the universe is 107 seas, the seven skies. Everything in the world is seven. What's a chazok of seven? Seven times seven is 49, 49 times seven is 343. Gematria Geshem, all of Gashmiut emanates from Geshem. You'll have no physicality, no Olam Hazin, no existential self without the Geshomim, and that will never take place without Adam being Makim to us and Shoreshom. And thus, the very first criticism that the Abishur gives to that he addresses Adam, and the aftermath of the very first Chet, the Chet that brought dystrophy, Misa, Shicha, everything pejorative and negative into the world, it was what? Al Yaday, the Chet, and the Chidat, Eitz, Adas, Tovarah. So we fast forward in Bereishis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis. And what happens? Adam and Chava sin. Hashem says, Mi Igilacha. What's going on here? Vayomer HaAdam, Ha'ish. Isha. Hashem Nasot Imod He Nosin Aliman Eitz Vokal. Hashem, what are you blaming me? You gave me the woman. It's all the woman's fault. And we know women get us back all the time, right? The last time you go to Shmugasbor. And the best part, of course, everyone's lining up at the carving station. And they got the hot pastrami, the hot corned beef. And the husband goes and he comes back. He's got the mustard, the spicy mustard, the ketchup, the pickles on the side. Comes back and his wife says, oh, that's right. We're about to have a 7-course meal. What do you need this for? Don't bother me. And he goes back a second time, polishes off the plate, goes back a third time and a fourth time. His wife says, honey, aren't you embarrassed 4 times at a carving station? What do you mean? I tell him it's all for you. Easiest way out. Right, but of course we know that's how separate seating happened at Chasanos. Right? Where Sheba was sitting next to his wife. And what happens is some say he was with a chocolate cake and a whipped cream on the side. Some say he's by the carving station. Rosh Hashiva said, I'll take another. His wife says, what do you, how many of you, from now on, separate seating? That's it. I don't want to hear about it. But Lamaisa, they're getting us back. Odom's first Haina was, you gave me this woman. Aisha Shinasot Imodi, Sokdele Garashi. And what was the criticism of Pia Bodhisattva Fame and Base? Khan Koffer Bataiva. He was a Koffer Tov. Interesting. I'll be the Klala Ratsunaka coin every Agadato finds its place, couched in the context of a respective Masechta for reason. You know, when we have this criticism of being a Koffer Tov, where does it find its place? In the beginning of Masechas Avodah Zorah. Because this is a Me'ain of Avodah Zorah. It's denying God's existence. God gave you. He only wants Kamada Rachmanu Tavovit. And he gives you an Ezer Kenegdo, and you're going to go on and be a Koffer Tov. Your Tachlis was to be Makir B'Tavos and Chusha to be a Makir Tov. And then what are you doing? And now you're Kofoy Tov, Zokt Moshe Rabbeinu. Klai Yisrael sins when they complain about the mon as the Lechem HaKlokel. We go to what is over the bottom of Hayam and Aleph, and Moshe says, you're Kfuya Tova, B'nai Kfuya Tova. Explains the Hemshech and the Gemara. You're just like Adam Rish, and Hashem gave him an Ezek Nendo. And he went and told Hashem, oh, she's the one who caused all the problems. Hashem's giving you the mon, Rashi says, the Lechem that's Muvla B'nai Avarim, it's miraculously swallowed, absorbed into the gulf. You don't have to go to the bathroom. You don't have to travel out to the Soda. And we complain about that. A Kofay Tov, you're Kfuye Tova, B'nai Kfuye Tova. So what do you see again? The Gabi, the Mon, Alagabi, our Ochel, the very staple of our existence, our basic diet, comes down to what? Nothing without Keshavim, nothing grows without Keshem. And you want the Mon, be Makir Tov. A fascinating Alshech, right? The Alshech HaKodesh and Torah Moshe. At the beginning of Parshas Kisava, we know Rashi brings the Chazal. A Klai Yisrael is racious to Oschla. And the world's created Bishul Torah Shenikarashis, Shul Yisrael Shenikarashis. This is another racist. Bikurim Shenikarashis, Bikurian Moscha. Hazak the Alshach, the world's created for Bikurim. What does that mean? Because the Yisrael Hadavar. Hazak the Alshach HaKodesh of Bikurim is to be Makir Tov. Hashem gave you the ground, He gave you the Gishim, He gave you the fruits. Take the best ones, take the first fruits, and give them back to the Ebershtar. It comes down to food, be Makir that Hashem gives us. And if He gives us our basic sustenance, and the staples, the core essentials of our daily existence, Kavachomer. I mean, Bemenosha Kavachomer is giving us everything else as well. Hazot the Yalshach, that's why Bikurim is so essential. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. You have to be Makir B'Tavoson, that He gave you these fruits, give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be Makir Tov. Right? Tzvah Semes, Chedushim Unchas. Well known Gemara, and Maseches Brachos. We go to the beginning of Ketzim of Orchel, the bottom of Lamed Hayam and Aleph. And Hashem Arutz Malah Arutz Nasul Meliana. Frank the Gemara, the Stira is the world God's, is the world yours? Zok the Gemara, Kan Kone Bracha, Kan Leach Bracha. Before the Bracha, and the Pashas Afike Yehuda turns it upside down. But the Pashas of the Gemara is before the Bracha belongs to the Ebeshter. After the Bracha, you make it yours. And the Gemara says that if you're going to make, going to eat the item without making a Bracha, it's Kilo Gozel, it's Kilo Mal. Being mole and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Dvar Shol Hekdesh. You're being gozo from Hashem's world. Hazak the Sras Semes. Why? Because the Tachlis of Bria is a curse. The Torah writes the Sras Semes. Oser Lenes. You're going to go and put a food item into the house and say, I don't owe a Kodesh Baruch Hu anything. Then you're denying the very Siba of our Chias in the first place. We mainly have to make a Baruch and say, Hashem, I don't deserve this. I need the Rishus. I need the green light in order to be Marshal Atzmi that I have the Yechayelis to eat of your items. Otherwise, it's not stam goza from a Kodesh Baruch, which itself is an Aveir Chamura on Ma'od. But it gets even more fundamental, writes the Sasemes. You're being Mafkiyo, the Etzim Tachlis Abriyo, which is had to be a Makir Tov. You have to be Makir, a Tavos and a Hashem who gave us all this food. So why is it so Yisodi? So Yisodi that it's the very first Mida on the pages of the Chumash, and the Tachlis of Bria and the Tachlis of Man, we see it from the Alshech, we see it from the Sfasemes, and we see from the Bali Musar, how they put it right atop the pedestal alongside the Amidas Satovos, Achitavot Admaot. So what's going on? Why is it so Yisodi? And that the first criticism is a Kofi Tov instead of being a Makir Tov. So we explain Alpi Yisod of Rav Hunner Zatzal. Right, so Hunner the Bala Pachar Yitzchak, Pachar Yitzchak and Shemuas and Maimer Zayin. Rav Hunner is bothered by the interesting terminology in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech L'Chocha Mikoladam, Perek Tezva Posach of Zayin, the Soni Matonis Yichya. Someone who despises or detests anything so free, about him we could say Yichya, he's alive, he will live. Ask Rav Hunner, why not tell me he gets Schar? Tell me he gets a lot of work, tell me he's a good person, he's a tzaddik, why is Schias contingent on being a Soni Matonis? Out of all the terminologies, that's the compensation, that's the reward. All right, so Rav Hunner, beautiful. Alpi the Ramchal and Derech Hashem and the Ktsas Yoser Arichus and Das Tmunos. All right, so Moshe Chaim Letzado Eberster says, I want to give you a schar. So I can put your Halig in a Shema, take it from Yad right away into Gan Eden Shom Island to the Olamana Shomas. Why did I attach your Ruchni stick in a Shema to the Gashmi stick in Guf? Why give you a Tzad of Fizi? Because the Tachlis of Ri is Erev and Chabez and Aleph Hayom Laso Samachal Kabaschar. This is the world of Asiya. Why? It's not Ramchal because it's a consequence of Namat Kisufa. The bread of shame, the bread of embarrassment. I can give you $1 million check and no one's going to give it back to me. I take a channel it to the White if you want. We know people win lotteries now, Powerball is back up to over $400 million. People are saying, go out, Thanksgiving, buy a ticket. Over $400 million now. And how many lives and families broken apart? At the end of the day, it's nice geschmack to win, but it's not the same feeling as if you worked for it. As if you schwitz and you put in the blood, sweat, and guts, and you worked for that paycheck, it's so much more meaningful than getting something gratis. Hazok Tov Hunder, if you're an Oiv Matonos, you like getting things for free. Hashem says, so what do you need chiyas for? What did I need to give your neshama gof? If you like getting things for free, I would have given you a Yigan Eden right away on a silver platter. I wouldn't have sent you down to this world. That Olam Haz is the pros door. I would have given you Olam Haba. The whole reason why I gave you Olam Haz is because it's not geschmack to get things for free. You want to be chai. You want to live in this world. Only someone who's a Soni Matonis. It's an automatic result. The automatic upshot is if you're Soni Matonis, you don't like anything for free, then you understand the Tachas Abriya. That's better not to get something for free. It's better to work for it. Soni Matonis about you. We can honestly say you're Yichya. You're chai. You're living because you understand what life is truly all about. As a friend of winner, what do you do when somebody gives you a gift? Are you to send it away? You have to say thank you. Why do you have to say thank you? Because if you can't get the gift and you don't respond in kind with a thank you, then what are you doing? You're basically saying Magili. It's coming my way. You have to go in and say thank you. Thank you is the way of saying Magili Klum. I'm not expecting anything, Eberster. The way you offset that Hashpa of Soni Matonis versus Oy Matonis. You don't want to be an Oy Matonis. So how do you upset it when someone comes to your house and shouts, I'm sorry, I don't want you waited 3 hours online at O'Nots and you got me all those candies and chocolates, right? No fool ever eat it. I'm on the other day. They give it to you. Of course you have to accept it. Someone brings you a bottle of wine, flowers, how do you have to accept it? But what do? You don't want to become an Oy Matonis. Give it back with a thank you. Thank you says, I'm not deserving of it. It's a Sheba like Rabbi Yerucham writes in Aschokma Musar. Someone does a favor for you, you're Meshuva to that person the rest of your life. That's what Yechiel Mechus Stern writes in Nishras Kochai. That's why the Sefer Chulos Adem Elamo echoes the theme. It's not called Hashlama Satov. It's not called Hachzara Satov. You can never give it back. You can never pay it up. All you can do is be makirit. Hakura Satov. That's all we can do is be makir. But you have to be makir with a thank you. Rav Shimon Schwab once said over this Maisa that he borrowed money from the Mashkiach in his yeshiva when he was a bachar. He borrowed money and he came back. He didn't have any money. He wasn't at home. And when he finally went home and he got some money, he came back to the Mashkiach after Bein Asmanim, and he said, Mashkiach, here's the money you lent me. Thank you so much. And Mashkiach said, you know, there's a shayla in the poskim, rib is tavar. When somebody lends you $100 and you give back the $100, it's not so poshut. You could say thank you very much because there's a shayla of rib is tavar, and you're giving them something back. And so next time he went to Bein Asmanim, he ran out of money. So he said to Mashkiach, can I borrow money again? He says, I'll pay you back when I come from home. Bein Asmanim comes back the next time and he remembers the halacha rib is tavar, and that's it. Goes over to the Mashkiach and he says, okay, Mashkiach, here's the money, and he walks away. Mashkiach says, Shimon, get back here. He says, you didn't say thank you. He says, Mashkiach, you told me I'm not allowed to say thank you. He says, yeah, halach l'maisa, you can't say it. But you didn't even look like you wanted to say it. You have to look like you want to say it. You have to show that I want to be makatov, and I got to hold it back. I want to say thank you, but what can I do? Halach is halacha. But you got to see it. It's got to make us fun to you that you want nothing more to be makatov. And with that, we close again. I don't know the veracity, the authenticity of this story, Baruch David Kaplan from our Sameach, you can go to him and call him, not me. Under the section of our Karsa Tovin, his wonderful book called Impact, an American Kola man happened to notice a limousine pulled over at the side of the road. He got out of his car and he helped the limousine driver fix the flat tire. The passenger in the limousine asked him for his name and address, and they parted. The next day, a big florist truck pulled up in front of his home, and a massive bouquet of flowers was delivered to his door, and the following note was attached. Your mortgage has been paid. Thank you so much for your help. Sincerely, Donald Trump. Is it true? Is it not true? I don't know, but on myself, yes, we like to say that they say these stories about me and you. But we know it's all because of his Jewish grandchildren. That's what it all is. Jewish grandchildren in the White House, and Hashem, we should see Siyata Deshmaya, big things to Klal Yisrael. Have a happy day of giving endless thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam, to one another. A good Tanach, to Kaddish, please.
Amen. Amen.